countries and nationalities. All of these cities are the largest in their country.
However, they are not the capital cities of those countries. A.
It is probably the world's largest city. It is built at the mouth of a river, with some parts on islands. It is a global financial centre and the world's busiest container port. Since 1992, it has been one of the fastest developing cities in the world. It is known as the Pearl of the Orient and Paris in the East. In 2016, it had a population of about 25 million.
B. It could be the world's second largest city with around 24 million residents. It is the main seaport and financial centre of the country and used to be its capital city. The city is a hub of higher education, arts and entertainment, as well as the centre of banking, industry, economic activity and trade. More than 5,000 people live in every square kilometre. It is also known as the City of Lights, mainly due to the city's nightlife. It is famous for being a city that never sleeps.
C.
It was built on seven hills. It was the capital of an empire for almost 16 centuries. In the Middle Ages, it was the largest and wealthiest city on the European continent, and at times the largest in the world. It was built on the strait that divides two seas and around a natural harbour called the Golden Horn. It is the country's economic, cultural and historic centre. It used to be called Byzantium, then later New Rome and Constantinople. It is a transcontinental city, partly in Europe and partly in Asia.
D.
It is the most populous city in the Southern Hemisphere. The city is a melting pot, home to the largest Arab, Jewish, Italian and Japanese communities outside their native countries. The city is located on a plateau, about 800 metres above sea level and around 70 kilometres from the ocean. It developed from a village into a city, partly thanks to the discovery of gold nearby, then for its sugarcane plantations, and later for its coffee production.
E.
It is built on islands at the mouth of the river. It has been described as the cultural and financial capital of the world. It was briefly the capital city of its country. It has been the country's largest city since 1790. Its importance grew as a trading port and center of slavery. It exerts a significant impact on commerce, finance, media, art, fashion, research, technology, education, and entertainment. It was originally named New Amsterdam. 800 languages are spoken in the city. It has the busiest bus station in the world and the world's busiest ferry route.
F. It lies at the mouth of a river, is a major seaport and has a deep natural harbour. It is built on an archipelago of seven islands. During the American Civil War, the city became the world's chief cotton trading market. From being an ancient fishing community and a colonial centre of trade, it has become the region's largest city and home of the world's most prolific film industry. It is the commercial capital of the country and has evolved into a global financial hub. The city is named after a goddess, patron of the local salt collectors and fishermen. Over the centuries, it has had many names: Kakamuchi, Mumbai, Bambai, Bombaim, Old Portuguese meaning good little bay, and then the anglicized Bombay. It is known as the City of Dreams or the Island City and is a melting pot for many communities and cultures.